we approached the rally very similar to every other event this year, and that was we aimed to finish. The championship's so crucial from the point of view that each event you got to get till the finish, and sometimes it's just not all about winning. The whole year we had a plan, and we had certain events we chose to try and take the outright wins and hopefully make things easy for ourselves when it came till this event in Cork. And that's really the plan that's worked for us. It's been a fantastic year. It's a fantastic feeling to have won five championships. And this one is as special as the first one is in the fact that the Škoda, I think it's the first championship Škoda has won at this level. And it's a great achievement for the guys and for the whole McGeehan Motorsport team, and fantastic achievement for Paddy Toner. He's been great for me, sitting alongside me, not only as a navigator, but as a fantastic mentor to me as well, you know.
Well, as you said, it's a fantastic occasion to take five championships, Irish Tiermark titles. You've matched that now with Austin McKeel, and I'm sure when you started out in your rallying days, Austin McKeel was one of the stars of the Irish rally series, and those are the kind of guys that you wanted to emulate.
Well, I never dreamt that I would ever get this far. I never dreamt I would even win one Tiermark championship, let alone five of them. And it was kind of strange having Austin here as Gareth's son won the rally and was my main competitor towards the end of the championship this year. Strange, definitely very, very strange to see Austin here and see him at the event. And, you know, he shook my hand afterwards and congratulated me. I know he was really hoping that Gareth had won the championship, obviously. A huge support there for Gareth, but it's just one of those I don't know where to describe it as eerie, but a strange feeling, like for a man as great as Austin and having so many titles to match him, like as you said, I've always looked up to him and Bertie Fisher and all the great Irish drivers, and never thought I could emulate what they have done, and just a strange feeling, but have to say a fantastic feeling.
It's a great achievement in the car, Eugene, but outside of the car, given the climate that we're on at the moment, with the money that's involved in the sport of rallying, it's a big achievement from that angle as well.
Well, I mean, we've had fantastic support through some of our long-term sponsors, especially Shell Oils there, and who are based in Donegal. The McMahon family have been a great supporter of mine. And I wish Derek a speedy recovery. He's gone through a small illness there at the minute. But, long-term sponsors have been fantastic to me. And we had a new main sponsor for the event as well in Lakeland Tires and Listeniski there. And, it's people like this here, as you say, through current economic times, have rallied around and have still got behind motorsport. And, I can say that, the sport has generally got cheaper in contrast to some of the events that used to run a few years ago. It kind of spiraled out of control, the costs. But I have to say this year has been very, very good from that point of view. And we have a very good package, the easy run. The money's involved in it now is not the telephone figures that we used to talk about. I'd like to see, and I think rallying will revive a little bit from that it is getting cheaper to do, even though these World Rally cars are still quite expensive to buy. But, when it comes away from the works teams and the manufacturer side of things, they do get cheaper to run. And our car, thank God, is very, very easy run. We do practically all the work to it ourselves, maybe barring the engine and some of the electronics, but it's an in-house job, and as I say, McGeehan and the whole sponsorship side of things and the whole people who support us is just fantastic, and just a great package,
Well, you took three wins this season, Eugene: Galway, the Circuit Ireland, and the Jim Clark. We might be a Donegal radio station. We don't want you sitting on the fence. Of all the rounds that you do each year in the Irish Tiermark Championship, which of those would be your favourite?
Well, you've put me on the spot there. Donegal's for its atmosphere, without a doubt. But, each event has its own challenges. Like, whenever we go to Galway, it's wet, slippery. It's usually, you could sometimes even get snow or frost, so that throws up a challenge of its own with, the stony banks you can come a cropper on. But, you go to the Jim Clark rally, which we won this year. It's a very fast rally, and it's not that technical, but it's extremely high speed. And, there's a great achievement to finish in that event, and there's just something about it. But when it comes to outright atmosphere and, ear-to-ear smiles, you can't beat Donegal. And the stages over there are fantastic. The terrain is just some of the best terrain in the world for rallying. But I have to say, it's the people that make it. You can have all the roads in the world, but if you don't have the atmosphere and you don't have the people there to support you, you know, there's no thrill in it. But there's nothing to beat coming back to the Mount Errigal Hotel there at the finish of a Donegal rally, whether you've won it or not, and see those smiling faces and the people there that are really, really enthusiastic about rallying in Donegal. You know, there's just, there's nothing in the world can beat that there. And I've been really, really lucky, and I believe I'm one of the most privileged guys in the world to actually have the opportunity to drive a world car. But to win Donegal, you know, it's you know, I still always pinch myself and say, did I really win Donegal Rally? Because it's a rally that I was always around all my life, and it's just a fantastic feeling. So to try and sum your question up, I think I've been fairly broad on it, but Donegal has to stand out, definitely.
Well, Eugene, no matter where you go, whatever rally you attend, the Eugene Donnelly Supporters Club, of course, be out in droves, but there's more to it than just Eugene Donnelly. You've got your man beside you, Paddy Toner. This is his first title, and of course, the whole McGeehan backroom team that are helping you out there, getting the car set up and getting, in a winning setup.
Well, as you just pointed out, like, it's a team effort. It's not about one person, not about the driver or the navigator or the engineers. It's a whole team thing, and we, you know, we've been together now for 7-8 years as a team. Okay, some people have come and gone, but you know, the main backbone of that team is still there, and it's great that, you know, Paddy has won his first championship. He's been there from day dot. My brother Charlie, obviously, is instrumental. McGeehan and Alan and Stevie McKenna. You know, there's a list of them there. But, you know, the team has been, you know, there has been a structure to it there and a backbone to it from day one. And it just goes to prove that it's not all about one person. It is a huge, huge effort by everybody involved. And as I said earlier, the sponsors and, you know, everybody. It just takes a massive effort. And it just goes to show, as I say, it's not all about one person. Motorsport is a big team and a big family.
Finally, Eugene, when will you start thinking about coming back in 2010 and going for that, what will be a standalone record of 6 Irish Tarmac Championships?
Well, it's a little bit early to say what's going to happen next year. The rules have been set, and therefore we know where we stand as far as cars are concerned. WRC cars are going to be in place for the next 2 years. So we're positioned very well from that point of view. We have a good car. It's very competitive and it's quite easy to run. We obviously have to find the budget now to run it. We're talking to several different sponsors and people who are very enthusiastic about motorsport in Ireland. And the championship events have changed slightly. We're going to have 6 rounds in Ireland, and we're not going to do any rounds in across the water in the UK. So that'll cut the costs quite drastically. So you know, it's a bit early to tell, but I can assure you this, I'm working very, very hard and putting a package together to be there next year and to compete for a 6th title. Again, I just come back to I have to smile every time I think about this, that I have won 5 titles. It's way beyond my dreams and way beyond anything I've ever expected. And I have to say, the support that we get from the public and from the spectators and all over the country, but I suppose especially from Donegal people, they have been brilliant to us. And I would really like to be back for a shot at another title.
Okay then, Eugene, congratulations once again on your championship win. Thanks for taking the call, and we look forward to talking to you and indeed seeing you in the roads in the near future.
The very best of luck, and thanks to everybody who supported me. Thanks, Oisin.